Blog Talk Radio.
Host, Brother Eric, coming to you on this Tuesday. On Money Tuesdays, we delve into our money situation and how we can increase our dividends, create a portfolio, if you may. The title of this show is Why Don't Black People Save More Money? And that's a personal question that someone needs to ask themselves. Blacks on the whole, we shouldn't even... I found that title on the internet, but you really classify people into a certain criteria as far as am I assimilating and doing the same thing. There's some black people that save money and some that don't, and some that try and some that can't. Well, as a whole, we should know that we need some saving. Everyone needs saving. You know what I'm saying? We all need to save something. Need to save for a rainy day. In these days and times, it's so hard to try to put a few dollars back. It's ridiculous. Every time you try to hold on to $50, $100, something else pops up, which takes the $50 or $100 or what have you. Well, this show on Tuesdays is designed to prepare you or to help you stay steadfast in your goals financially. Okay? The six biggest money mistakes black people make. These are the top six. The mistakes we make as black people, considerably. Money mistake number one, not having a budget. That's your first thing right there, not having a damn budget. Haven't created nothing for yourself. You know, when we don't create a budget, we all basically living from paycheck to paycheck. You know, and most of us don't write down where our money goes. We spend thrift. If you're really serious, you need to create a spending diary. There's a lot of apps available online that you can download for your phone to aid you in that endeavor. Because we all can somewhat tighten up a little bit to get our, you know, to get our money right. You feel better about yourself when you know you, when you got your little nest egg. You're not as, I would say, apprehensive, emotional, stressed out when you know you got a little nest egg. Okay? Money mistake number two. And I know we all have experienced this. Loaning money to family and friends. We all can attest to this. And the golden rule to loaning money to family and friends, basically you need to take it as a gift, as you're giving a gift. You're not expecting it to come back your way. In other words, you're not expecting them to pay off the money that you loaned them. Consider it a gift. Because, for one thing, you didn't sign a contract. It was like a faith-based initiative, so to speak. You loaned it in good faith, they borrowed it in good faith, and therefore you expect them to pay it in good faith. But you also have to keep in mind that nine times out of ten, you might not be getting it back due to certain circumstances. How to avoid this? Take a no personal loan policy, or consider ways to help others with their money. If you do loan money, put things in writing and draw up a payment plan. You can use an online calculator at bankwrite.com to create a loan schedule. If you seem to want to go that far with it, I mean, because this is your money that you've worked for. And we all look out for our people, you know. And our people, and, you know, we come under hard times. Everybody does. But the only reason, the main reason I think that we get upset when people don't pay us our money back is because we don't have any money saved ourselves. You see? So it's kind of, we're looking for that extra 20 that I loaned you last week. Or you loaned me, last week. We're looking for it. Why? Because that was part of our income, and we don't have any savings. So we tripping. So we, you know, on the verge of wanting to cut somebody. You know what I'm saying? Over $20, $50, things of that nature. You know, a lot of relationships fall apart due to money. Friendships fall apart due to $10, $5, $20. And they don't really mean anything, but we get upset over the principle of it. I was good enough to loan it to you, but you're not good enough to pay me back. Or are you trying to play me? Huh? You trying to use me? I ain't no sucker. You know, you fall in all different kind of categories and you don't want to be deemed as such. But when you really think about it, you don't have any savings. Because first of all, if you had a savings, that $20, $100, or $50 would be going somewhere and you would have to tell that person, I don't have it. You see, because you don't, I'm not talking to you as an individual, I'm talking to myself too. Because you haven't set some boundaries or some conditions within yourself where you say, well, I don't lend money to people. I just don't do that. I'm not in a position to lend money. Or if I do lend money, I have my limits. I'll lend you, you know, if somebody said, well, I'll give you an example. If somebody says, well, lend me $50. $50 is not, your limit is 10. You the bank. If you got the money, you got to act like you the bank, right? Okay? They teach us that, the Moors teach that we're a corporation, right? Well, we need to start acting like one. I'm a corporation. I'm a bank. Well, due to your history and how much your personality and your and this and that and the other, I can only lend you $10, $20. Well, I can lend you a certain percentage of that 100. Maybe 5%. Maybe 10%. Who knows? You in that way. You already know, well, if I lose $10, $20, I'm not going to trip. I'm just not going to give them $100. Because 9 times out of 10, when people borrow money, they borrow it for personal use. And they ain't really, now, I'll tell you this. There's been times where people, and I have done this well, borrowed money to get to work for gas and things of that nature and paid it back. But you have individuals who borrow money for their own pleasure syndrome or whatever. And they know you have it, so they you're available. Okay? So that's the thing that you can look out for if you never recognize that. Money mistake number 3, not having an emergency fund. We need an emergency fund. Everybody needs an emergency fund. Due to where you live, we can suffer from tornadoes, earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, or what have you. If you don't have an emergency fund, well, how are you going to survive? Say, for instance, you have to evacuate, and all you have is $20 or $50, but you need to evacuate to a different state and most likely stay in a hotel or a motel or something. Do you have that kind of money? No. Why? Well, because quite naturally we don't think like that. See, money is a tool. And I see y'all in the chat room. Peace out to y'all. If y'all like to call in, the number is 347-850-8030. If you'd like to share some tips, you know, on this money-saving thing. Because it's real. You know, somebody gets sick in the family, you know. We can't write no promissory note, some on a piece of paper. You can't take that to the hospital talking about, I'll pay you. And here's a picture of my driver's license. And you can copy it. And when I get paid next week, I'm going to pay you. No. So you got to have a cushion. You know, everybody got to have their own little cushion. I know times is hard. I fall by the wayside, my damn self. That's why I love this topic, and I think it's going to help others and help myself as well. See, I'm not going to sit up here and preach to nobody. It's just things that we as an adult need to rectify in our brain while we do what we do. See, because quite to the contrary, we all are programmed to spend money. Every time we get some money, we know what we're going to do with it. We already pre-programmed. You know what I'm saying? On what to do with what we got left out. Money mistake number four. Piling up debt on credit cards and not taking care of your credit score. Now, some of us ain't looked at our credit score ever. Only time we know what our credit score when we was applying for credit, trying to get something. But we don't check it. Your credit score gets manipulated by bankers. If you don't watch it, they will manipulate it. And I'll be doing a show on credit score later on in the month. But you would be surprised to know, I'm going to just go on a little tangent on the credit score. You'd be surprised to know that with a lower credit rating, you end up spending more money. If y'all didn't know that already. So your credit score is like your badge of honor. It follows you everywhere you go. Even so far as to applying for jobs. In these days and times, they check your credit score to see if you, depending on what type of job you're applying for, to see how responsible of a person you are. Okay? Now, there's another thing I wanted to bring up. 60% of African Americans surveyed have significant credit card debt versus 45% of the general population. Are we misusing it? Yes and no. I mean, everybody's in debt. Don't get me wrong. But did you ever ask yourself, why are you in this? Why ain't never got no goddamn money? Have you ever wrote down how much you got paid every month, your bills, and everything, and tallied that up for the month and see how much you have left over? There ain't nobody got time for that shit. Too busy. But when you take the time to write shit down, as I always tell people, write it down. It's therapeutic. I don't give a damn if you got it in your head or not. Write it down. Or put it, we got computers now, put it in your phone. You don't even have to write it down. You can put all your information in an app and it'll tell you your spending habits. And do it for you if you're that lazy. You can have a machine do it for you. But you should be doing that without the aid of electronics and the watchful eye of Mr. Blanco. That's what I call the beast now, Mr. Blanco. Hola, Mr. Blanco. That's what I call him now. We need to write things down. When it's written down, you can look at it. It's only for you to see. It might be quite embarrassing. And you'll be shocked to find out your spending habits. And it'll tell you something about yourself when you write it down and analyze yourself to see, can't nobody whip your ass no more. Mama and daddy can't whip you no more and tell you you're doing wrong. You got to whip yourself. You got to discipline yourself. Mama and daddy, or stepmama, or grandmama, or stepdaddy, hopefully instilled some type of discipline. Maybe they didn't cover the whole board, but the discipline that you got, apply that shit to your finance and your life. First and foremost, because it ain't nothing like needing money. Because you need to take care of some goddamn business. Ain't nothing like that. I'll be back in a minute, y'all.
Hi, I'm Shantavia, and I'm the official host for BlackGirlInstruct.com. And today's topic is Save a Dollar. So, there was a study done that showed that the average black woman only has $100 in her savings account. Now, I don't know about you, but $100 will not get you very far in the case of an emergency or if you need it for a rainy day. We often tend to throw our money away on so many things, such as clothes, food, hair, outings, and so many other things that aren't even a necessity. Here's the Black Girl Instruct Challenge. Every time you're ready to spend money on something that you don't really need, how about saving the money instead? Put the money in a jar, and after weeks, let's see how much you were able to save. We would love to hear about your experience with the Save a Dollar Challenge. Log on to blackgirlinstruct.com and click on my profile and tell me all about how much money you were able to save. I'm your host, Shantavia Thomas. Until next time, bye.
All right, I'm back, y'all. Had to catch my wind. But yeah, this money thing, man. We gotta tighten ourselves up, man. That's all we gotta do, tighten it up.
You got knowledge yourself. Tighten up your grip with knowledge yourself. Tighten up your gravy. You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't mine. I know the money ain't worth a goddamn, but it represents what you need. Also represents what you want. But saving money versus investing. You know, there's a huge difference between saving money and investing. You know, investing is a risk. That's like gambling. If you ain't got no money, don't be trying to invest. Investing is playing with your money. When you got money to play with, that's when you invest. Mathematics. You got $500 saved. You going to invest your whole $500? I'll probably invest $50. The percentage, and the higher amount of money I got, I'll take a percentage that I want to invest with. Just like I'm loaning it to a motherfucker. And not expecting it to get paid. Almost like a gift. Same way with investing. Not guaranteed. So yeah. How much money should I be saving? At least be saving 30% of your check. At least 30. Can't do 30%? Shit. Do 15. Do something. If you ain't got no IRA account and you 25, 30 years old, you better be trying, you better have something. You better be investing in something. Getting some money taken out of your check, putting it somewhere as a cushion. So you spread your money out. You know what I'm saying? Spread your money out. I'm right, glad you ain't here because I was going to say something. You know, you spread it out. You saving at home. You saving in the bank. You saving over here. You saving over there. You know what I'm saying? Hey, all your eggs ain't in one basket. You know, you are, once you're born and once you start working at the age of, you work, by the time you die, you will have made $1 million. That's written and documented. You know what I'm saying? So, when you think over that, y'all probably already know that, but I'm just, you know, just a refresher. Because, That money man, motherfucker man. You're a so-called man with it, so-called not a man without it. Motherfucker, ain't no joke. It's the idea of it that makes someone think who they are. Remember on the first show, we were discussing how the gold represented the sun and the silver represented the moon and money. And then we talk about sun worshipers, people worshiping the sun, and then people worshiping the moon as well. And people worship money. They worship the idea that they don't understand the meaning of it. That's why they do it. Once you learn the meaning of something, you tend not to do it if it's if it's detrimental to you. A sun, a goddamn moon, and that money. But that's what people worship. That's how you got to pay your bill. And people worship the idea of this shit. They're showing you they real. They move into the Bitcoin. They're showing, well, they already showed us that ain't real shit. Classic. Shit. Everybody got debit cards. Everybody pay shit with debit card and get charged 35 cents on top of that motherfucker. Or $3 if you're cashing out some loot at an ATM. Oh, shit that ain't real. But, you know, we so hyped up on trying to be like whatever the status quo is of the day until we spend all our money trying to look like these people on TV and these people rapping and these people modeling. We spend all our money trying to look like them. So in other words, we really don't have an identity. You spend your money because you don't have an identity within yourself. I'm going to go buy me a weave. Get me a weave. Why? Because you're going to look better? If you find, with a weave or without. If you're ugly, you're ugly with a weave or without. If in between, you just look in between with a weave or without. Shit. I ain't banging on the sisters. I'm just, brothers, we do ignorant shit too. You know, it don't mean nothing. You're just wasting money. Just wasting. And ain't got shit. Somebody told me black people are scared of money and scared to save money. It's a fear. Like they just, you know, can't make themselves save. Like they lust for the yearning of wanting. I don't know. I'm just saying. What y'all think? talking to me this evening, huh? Okay. That's cool. I'm gonna throw my goddamn freestyle. On these future shows, I'm gonna be talking about inspirational money. You know what I'm saying? Grits on my toast money. Bank accounts, IRA accounts. Buying a car, new or used. I could teach on that all day. I done owned about 25 to 30 cars, which is ridiculous. I got some stories to tell y'all about that ignorance. And tell you why I did what I did due to my circumstance. Oh shit, I got something in the background. And that shit got. Excuse me, y'all. But yeah. That's what we're getting into here on Culture Freedom Radio with your host, Brother Eric, on Tuesday. You know, chopping it up on the money tip. You know what I'm saying? Just chopping it up. Because everybody wants some more money. People love money. Oh, no, nobody don't like no money. Shit. I ain't never seen nobody walk by a dollar bill, a quarter, a nickel, dime on the ground and not pick it up. And if that's a fact, well, why not study? Study, study, study. Trying to get a complete understanding of what this shit really is. And I'm just chilling with y'all, man. And that's my show for the evening. I'ma holler at y'all. Peace.